Hello and welcome to The Lock In, a new podcast inspired by current events and the way we live now. Coronavirus is laying siege to humanity, and those of us who aren't qualified to fight it are trying to help those who are by staying out of their way. It's been called the lockdown, but some people in Ireland have suggested it should be called the lock-in. My name's Conor Muinichon. I work for a company called Black Knight, and I consider myself lucky and grateful to be able to continue to work from home. In fact, the whole company, almost 50 people who normally work in our office in Carlow, are all, in fact, currently working from home. And that leads me to my first guest on the first episode of the show. That is my boss, CEO of Black Knight, Michaela Nealon. Hi, Michaela. How are you?
Hiya, Carl. Not too bad.
All things considered, I guess.
Yeah. Look, it's a different way of doing things, and it's taken a bit of getting used to. But we'll either all become rampant raging alcoholics or master chefs by the time we get out of this.
You've been doing a lot of cooking, and I know it's something you do when you're at home. You travel a lot normally, which you obviously haven't the opportunity to do now. But you do a lot of cooking. You try out different recipes. Blog and post photos about them and that. So really, this is giving you an opportunity to really go all Heston Blumenthal in the kitchen.
Yeah, to a point, yeah. I mean, some of it's working out fine and getting some lovely meals. Some of it has been a little bit disastrous, but it's fine. I mean, I suppose the challenge is trying to get the right kind of ingredients and things like that, because, you know, we've had a few issues with certain things, but for the most part.
I want to say thanks for the egg, by the way. It arrived this morning. Black Knight Easter eggs. Normally, we'd all be in the office, Michaela, and we would get these. They're from, but obviously we can't do that now. So it was a nice surprise. I didn't know it was coming, but my friendly local postman delivered it this morning. And I knew it was you because it was from Skellig's Chocolate from County Kerry, and I know you're a fan.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing with the guys in Skellig's is they're easy to deal with, they're a pleasure to deal with, and, you know, we were in contact with them, and there was no problem at all for them to just to ship out the eggs to every household that we needed to send stuff out.
Well, it's nice, and it was particularly nice, Michaela, because we're not in touch, we're not having that FaceTime in the office, we're not getting to see each other.
You're not getting a pay rise or anything. Stop, you don't even like to me, you know.
What I'm saying is, I think we're all feeling the strain a little bit. And I know, as you pointed out, we knock around the office, we bump into each other in the canteen, we have a certain rapport with people at work. And we've never, I don't think we've ever actually had an all-hands, all-staff meeting, Michaela. But you organised one last week, or the week before, I think it was. It was last week, wasn't it? To get everyone together to talk about what's going on. Is that important, do you think, to sort of keep all the channels open?
I think this is the thing. I mean, okay, so for, you know, some companies work remotely or distributed fashion all the time. And a certain number of our staff would have been working from home a couple of days a week. I mean, and you work remotely pretty much all the time. But everybody, even Jonathan, our token American, would end up coming into the office once every now and again, or at least there's that kind of possibility or option or something. Whereas I suppose now the challenge is that you can't just drop into the office. You can't drop in to somebody else. I can't drop into somebody's house even if I wanted to. So that's, you know, that does take a little bit of getting used to. Look, we've got the tools, the technology. It's just a matter of kind of changing how we do certain things just to make sure that we're as effective as we would be under normal circumstances, and that you don't kind of go from one extreme to the other. I mean, the upside to this is that, nobody's driving around the place polluting the countryside with their cars or anything like that. The downside is, well, we're probably spending a little bit too much time with our families in some respects. I mean, no, it does take a bit of getting used to. And I know some of our staff are finding it a bit challenging. But I know from talk, like, we're all of our, all of the, our clients, our vendors, everybody we're dealing with and interacting with, is in a similar situation, unless they're living somewhere very, very strange. But I think at this stage, pretty much everybody is on some form of lockdown or lock in. Of course, we can't call it a lockdown because our glorious leader doesn't want us to refer to it that way. But let's face it, it is a lockdown.
It is. I think it was a number of people said this, and it was David McWilliams, I think, the economist, who had tweeted, among others, that maybe the lock in was a nicer idea, that it was somehow more Irish, somehow cozier and more comforting than the notion of actually being a prisoner in our homes. And I've seen another good slogan as well. We're seeing them all the time. We're seeing memes, we're seeing slogans, we're seeing people sharing uplifting thoughts, I think, with each other. A very good one, I think, is you're not stuck at home, you're safe at home. And maybe those of us who are consider ourselves lucky, Michele, because others are on the front line.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's pluses and negatives to the entire situation. And I think, you know, overall, for us, you know, the impact on doing our daily things isn't massive. I suppose longer term, you know, there's things we'd all have to start looking at in terms of making sure that we don't all lose our minds. I mean, I kind of jokingly say that we're all going to become raging alcoholics. But I mean, you know, the kind of the joke is, if you're not going to be driving anywhere anymore, I mean, you know, if you fall out of bed in the morning and you feel like having whatever, you can. Probably not the best
for all
of
kinds
ideas
of other reasons besides driving.
But it does. But I mean, the other thing as well is, I mean, trying to kind of deal with the concept of time is a little bit different when, you know, you basically see the four walls around you a lot of the time. And it's like, okay, so is today Monday or is it Thursday? Weekends are kind of slightly different because you're probably not working as much. But apart from that, it's kind of hard to know at times what's going on. But, you know, look, as you say,
we're going to touch on some of these ideas in future episodes, Michele. We're going to try and do this podcast 3 times a week and see what kind of response we get. And we're going to encourage people to give us a response as well. TheLockIn.ie, which you registered on Sunday, Michele, when I mentioned it. That's how people can get in touch with us. If you're watching this on a platform like YouTube or something like that, you can leave a comment there. You can leave comments on thelockin.ie as well. But I suppose I should draw attention to the fact as well, Michele, that we're privileged and we're lucky to have work to do and to be able to continue to work. And the company is busy and working. And not only that, because there are others who obviously cannot work remotely or cannot do the kind of work we do. But also, we are providing, I wouldn't say an essential service, but yes, actually an essential service in many ways for many people, because Black Knight, of course, is Ireland's leading web hosting company. Over something like a third of all Irish hosted websites are hosted with Black Knight. And the thing is that there is a demand for the infrastructure and the services that we provide. Are we seeing, obviously we are seeing, Michele, an increase in demand due to people being confined and having to work remotely?
Well, I mean, the things we offer, I mean, we offer the domain registration, we offer the hosting, the email, the website hosting, the email hosting, the servers, but we also offer connectivity. So there's like the broadband I'm using here in my home office is actually Black Knight broadband. I mean, it's provided by us, and this one happens to be Syro, so it's super fast. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, our glorious leader, as I like to refer to Leo, that's Leo Varadkar, the Irish Prime Minister, or an Taoiseach, as Tom would say in his best accent.
That's another idea I have for a podcast, Michele. I'm going to talk to you later about, but anyway, just while I think of it, continue.
God, you're just creating more work for yourself.
You're talking about Leo.
So I'm not going to do a podcast of Leo.
No,
that's just wrong.
I'll explain.
who knows? I mean, this, you know, the thing is, this is like everybody is being encouraged to stay at home. I mean, that's not new. That's been going on for the last few weeks. But now we're basically being told, okay, you can't go out. You have, if you want, you're only allowed to out for, you're allowed to have a bit of physical exercise, but only within 2 kilometers of your house. And you know, you can do food shopping and other kind of essential activities. So a lot of companies in the food and drink space have had to switch and pivot. I mean, they're now trying to sort out some kind of either a full e-commerce solution, or maybe it's a kind of a click and collect, or maybe it's some kind of hybrid-y type thing. I mean, some of them are pretty low tech, but I mean, who cares? I mean, ultimately, if you're, you know, you want food and you want to be able to get it, and you want to, and I it's a good opportunity, I think, for some of the smaller Irish producers, because I mean, trying to order anything through any of the large supermarket chains at the moment, forget it. I mean, you'd be waiting 2 weeks for a slot in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. So there's opportunities there as well.
Can I ask you, Michele, how are you coping yourself? Because I think one of the things we talked about last week when we had our staff meeting, some people were chatting afterwards, and then we had a little bit of a black night party on Zoom, on staff party on Saturday night, where we all sat in our homes. But one of the things that's come up again and again with people that I'm talking to, Michele, is that this lockdown or lock-in or whatever you want to call it is different for everyone, and it's stressful for everyone in different ways. Would you agree?
Oh, totally. I mean, look, ultimately for me, the it's kind of odd for me being at home for this long. I'm used to, I mean, I can operate and do things from a remote location. I mean, when I'm traveling, as long as I have a laptop and a stable internet connection, I'm able to do a lot of what I do from wherever I happen to be. But this kind of situation where essentially, you know, you can't interact with other human beings for most of the week, it does take a bit of getting used to. So I suppose what I've found myself doing, and I think from talking to other friends they have as well, is, you know, I think a lot of us are, you know, reconnecting with people. That can be sending them a message via one of the many platforms we have access to, or organizing kind of virtual coffees or drinks or other things using Skype or Zoom or GoToMeeting or one of the other things. And, you know, that kind of helps to kind of, I don't know, make it a little bit more bearable. I mean, fortunately, because I travel a lot, I pick up bottles of whiskey and things like that from duty free. So I have got a stash. And, you know, the other thing as well is, I mean, like the launch of yet another streaming service in the last week or so has also helped, I think, a lot of people. So now we've got Netflix, we've got whatever's available via iTunes. There's also Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And there's a few other services like that. So there's plenty of content. Though the problem, of course, is now, you know, it's all going to start running out. There won't be any fresh content if this keeps up for much longer. We're all going to be stuck watching 80s reruns and not for nostalgia reasons, just because there won't be anything else left.
Yeah. It's funny. I find one of the things I am interested in is that, you know, there's lots of movies and content and stuff like that to watch. There's also a lot of talented musicians and performers who are putting content, doing, for example, live shows on Facebook and Instagram and other platforms like that as well. I find I'm tuning into some of that as well and really enjoying it. Michele, we're going to talk more and we'll have you on the show again very soon. But I want to say thanks to you for coming on board anyway and helping us launch the podcast. And we'll take it from there. I want to talk to Jonathan Thomas now, because one of the things we've been doing is publishing a lot of content on our website and on our blog, which is all about helping people to maybe get used to. Michele mentioned there, for example, that many of us at Black Knight are quite used to working remotely or working from home. But for some people, it's been a shock to the system. And we've written and published a lot of content recently on the site to help people with that. And the man who's written the vast majority of that is Jonathan Thomas. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Con. How are you?
I'm good. You're not from around these parts, Jonathan.
No, I'm not. Despite my red hair and pale skin, I'm not from around those parts. I live in Indiana. about 45 minutes outside of Chicago, close enough to where I usually just tell people I'm from Chicago. And I've been working remotely for myself for 10 years now. And now I've been working with Black Knight for almost a year now.
That's right. So, I was just thinking that. And part-time initially and now full-time since Christmas. So
yes,
and you've been producing a lot of content. You've been doing a lot of work on our website, Jonathan, and you've written a lot of stuff for blackknight.blog. But one of the things where I think your expertise is really coming to the fore is now, because as you point out yourself, you've worked remotely for how long? How many years?
Almost 10 years.
Working from home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And initially for yourself, as you said, for the most part, tell me about your site Anglotopia and how did that get going?
Anglotopia is the world's largest website for Anglophiles. Those are people who love Britain, which is an idea that I know makes McKaylee sneer. And it started out as a hobby because I couldn't find a website that did what I wanted to see and do regarding Britain. And I also needed to make money. So I thought, why don't I start the website? And so I started in 2007 and then I started doing it full time in 2011. And it's, you know, done. It's had its peaks and valleys and it still provides an income. Not much right now because of COVID, but it's a fun passion project. And I'm very lucky that I have a business that you know allows me to an outlet for the thing that interests me most, because it's facilitated 20 trips to Britain in the last decade. I've seen beautiful parts of the country and it's introduced me to a lot of interesting people. So it's and for a while it was my wife and I working together on it. Right now she's gainfully employed, so doesn't work for the business, but it was a partnership for a long time. And we would, you know, do content back and forth. We host a podcast. We've done, you know, YouTube videos. We've done the lot. So it's been kind of been an all encompassing thing. And then last year, seeing the way the business was going and whatnot, I decided to return to full time work. And then that's when this opportunity with Black Knight came up, and it was too good to pass up. So
we are, I think you could, as Michaela was saying, we're now a distributed company, whether we want it to be or not. But the marketing team has been a distributed team for a while. Jonathan, obviously you're in Indiana. I live in County Clare and work from home almost all the time, coming into the office when I can. And then we have Michaela, Chloe and Stephen and others that we engage with who are basically usually based in the office in Carlow as well. But enough about Black Knight. Sorry, go ahead, Jonathan.
I was going to say, we've been a distributed team, and I met you all for the first time in December, and we had a marketing Christmas party and sort of got to gel as a team. And I think when all this is over, that's something that is useful, even with distributed teams, is it helps give you person-to-person context. And so while it's most of the work, at least in marketing, that we can do can be done anywhere, to be cohesive as a team, it does, pay off to meet up occasionally. So
I want to tell listeners and viewers that Jonathan has written at least 4 or 5 articles. Is it 6 maybe, Jonathan, on the whole subject of working remotely? Became a live issue.
Yeah. And there will be more coming, because I know one of the things that struck me when this all started, and my wife was kind of the avatar for this, because she's been working in the corporate world for the last couple of years, and working from home is still very much an alien concept, even with companies in the tech industry. They still have this idea that you're not actually working unless they can see you every day. And so thinking about it, and as being as somebody who's worked for so long, I've just been kind of thinking about all the sort of the problems and the solutions and the tips that kind of make working from home work, because it's, even though you're at home in your most comfortable environment, you're still working. And so it creates a whole new set of I hesitate to use the word problems, but it creates a different scenario of things than going into an office does. To give you an example, I'm locked in with my family right now. My kids are home. So that creates, that can create noise, and you've got dogs in the background. Yeah. And, it's And it's hard, you know, because I'm lucky that I have an office at the door. And then when I'm done at the end of the day, I can just shut the door and you turn off work. But some people aren't as lucky. They might not have dedicated workspace. So I've tried to think a lot about the various issues people might face working from home for the first time. From a personal perspective, I think maybe in the coming weeks, I might focus on how companies letting their employees working from home for the first time or being forced to, how they can manage it and trust their employees, because that is a huge, there's a huge gap between employers and employees. Like, are you actually working? And I've seen it in my wife and my friends' interactions with their employers, or like when, you know, they sent them home a few weeks ago before Chicago went on a stay at home order, they were very, the word is, I guess, paternalistic about it. Like, we expect you to be working. Like, the assumption is that people wouldn't want to work because they're at home. And so there's a lot of attitudes that need to shift. And I think we're very lucky that Black Knight understands that and, you know, trusts their employees to get their work done. And that's missing in a lot of places.
I think it's going to be hard to put the genie back in the bottle, and that a lot of people have remarked that this really is a watershed moment in terms of the world of work and teleworking and remote working and working from home. Jonathan, we're going to touch on that stuff in more detail, as I said, in the episodes and days that are to come. I want to move on very quickly, though, and ask you just briefly what it's like there in Indiana, what it's like for you, for your neighbors, for your community.
Well, I have a first person example here. So I live just outside of LaPorte, Indiana. I live between two towns. So I live in the country. I live in the middle of nowhere. It's 5 to 10 miles to the nearest town. So normally I'm outside of society in general. If I want to eat out or go get groceries, you have to go into town. So that from that perspective, things haven't really changed that much because I don't see people on a daily basis anyway. The only people that come by are people who deliver things and the mail and people walking their dogs occasionally. But the biggest difference is that I have people here. My wife is here now every day. Dog's barking.
Do you need to get that?
Enjoy working from home. Yeah. Good example for the podcast.
Yeah. Excellent. That's actually where we decided to leave this first edition of the Locked In podcast with Black Knight. Jonathan had to attend to his dogs and his doorbell, and that is what it's like when you're working from home and nobody has any problem at all with that. Anyway, we've been talking for over 20 minutes, and there's always a need to save something for future episodes. The episodes are going to be 3 times a week, not just Michele and Jonathan and myself. We'll have other guests, other people from the Black Knight family. We'll have customers, clients and friends. We'll have people who are doing positive, supportive things in the community to help us all get through this confinement, and we'll be very interested to hear what suggestions you, the viewer or the listener, may have as well. You can go to thelockin.ie, leave a comment there, and you'll also, at that address, is going to bring you to the Black Knight blog, where we have lots of other content, including the articles we mentioned that Jonathan has written, sharing his expertise on working remotely, which, as you heard him say, he's been doing for over 10 years. The very first episode of the Lock In podcast. I'm hoping there won't be too many of them, and that the lock in or the lockdown or whatever you want to call it won't endure for too long. But we're going to do this, as I said, 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday from next week. But we're going to do another episode tomorrow, Friday, the 3rd of April. Hope you can join us. Good evening, Slán agus beannacht.